On the only 1340 WTAN Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's All Groovy with Robbie the Shark. Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Listen at your own risk.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
WTAN Tan Talk. I'm Gregor the Barbarian, here with Aaron Bitchin and Sissy the Caretaker, sitting on the front porch with a nice cold drink. Got the fire pan lit, and it's all groovy with Robbie the Shark.
Gregor the Barbarian, thank you for such a nice introduction, and everybody's always welcome to Robbie's Island. You need to go to my Facebook, Stan Dupp, S-T-A-N, space D-U-P-P, and yes, Facebook accounts. But what's funny is, there's a program that just started on here just before me, that just got off the air, and these
very
guys
funny.
Are funny.
Yep.
You think so, Cheryl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Cheryl was there with us, too. I'm sorry. But I just cracked me up because I didn't realize that I have a Facebook account that is like theirs. They're called Stand Up for News, radio and live events. These guys are a trip, man. Mm-hmm. They're comedians. They're professional comedians. I guess they do neighborhood shows here for the tourists whenever they are a trip. So if you get a chance, man, tune into these guys at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. They're a trip, man. Hey, Craig, I had to leave, actually. I was in the green room listening. I had to leave because I couldn't think about what's coming up in my own life here. I had to get out of here. They're funny. They really are a trip. So if you get a chance, listen to them. They're pretty groovy, man. And Aaron, are you with us?
Is she here?
Biscuit?
I'm here.
Oh, there you go. I hear you back there. Welcome here. I'm sorry. Like I said, I was taken aback by this stand-up because it just cracks me up. Because, I mean, how could you make that up? It's a trip. And we got Ed in here with us tonight. Apparently, Juan is having a little bit of problems, and he's going to be all right. But he had to take the night off. So we got Matt. I mean, Matt's a top dog anyway. So we got the best tonight as far as the producers. We got the top dog. Mm-hmm. So welcome here, Matt, too. And everybody's always welcome on the porch, Robbie's Island, whatever you want to call it. Your den, your backyard, Gregor's fire pit. You know, everybody's groovy, man. That's what it's all about. Let's just yik-yak and talk about things. Now, the question of the day is here. Somebody can answer this correctly. You will get a $25 debit card that you can use at your convenience wherever you want. If you can answer this question correctly. Now, Cheryl, I'm mad at you.
Why?
You just disgust me. You know what?
I'm going to kick him.
Well, you know what? I couldn't care less, or I could care less. What's the answer to that question, and why? I could or I couldn't care less?
I'd say I could care less.
Okay, I don't want your answer. Okay. This is for the people out there, okay? I could or I couldn't care less. Okay. What is the correct answer, and why? And Gregor the Barbarian, I ran this across him yesterday, and that SOB, he got it right on the mark. I wanted to kill him. He is so into it. Yeah, you can hear him laughing right now. He was so on him. I wanted to kill you, man. but anyways, 727-441-3000. If you think you have the right answer, or you don't, just call in and be stupid. Join us here in Clearwater, Florida. But I happen to be blessed and live in Larghetto, just a mile and a half from the Indian Rocks Beach. Groovy place, man. You should always get a chance to come down here. It's really wonderful. Really is. But anyways, what was I getting at?
What, the question?
Yeah, I wanted to start with something else. Sugar Plum.
Sugar Plum.
There's so much that went on today in the news that threw me off. I had thoughts in my mind this morning, and what went on today was
O.J. Simpson died.
That was the one. That was bothering my mind right there. I kind of blanked that out. I blank death out all the time. I don't like death. I blank it out. The military taught me how to blank out killing. It doesn't exist. Boom,
that's
it's over,
crazy
done.
That he... Was he was pretty young, or was he old? I don't even know how old he was.
I did catch that.
He was 76. He died of cancer.
I think so, yeah. He was 15 years older than me. I'm only 16, and he was 76.
Karma.
I mean, I'm 61. Karma. You know what? Did you see some of the newscasters, Cheryl?
No.
Oh, yeah, you were out. You were gone all day doing crap. Oh, man, some of the newcasters, they dumped on him bad.
On
Trojan? Yeah, I think he deserved it, too. And they said that, too. They were glad he died.
I never wished that on anybody, but...
What he did? No.
Well, karma. That's all I can say.
Oh, yeah, he did what he did jail time, but that was for the... civil case, is that right, Gregor?
For the murder.
Yeah, the murder, he got off on that. And that's what was funny. What was so funny, I remember I worked Allegheny County Register of Wills back then, and now my boss, I loved her, man. I actually called her my black mom. She was a black lady. I loved the heck out of her, man. She was a wonderful lady. But it was so different. You could see that the other color was taking his side just because he was not white. And I loved O.J. I watched him growing up, a football legend. My God, that guy was great. He was so wonderful, but I don't know what the hell, was he doing drugs or whatever? And maybe he was just that jealous and...
I mean, some narcissists are like that. They get super, super jealous, and it's... I mean, it becomes a problem, but it's horrible to treat someone like that, period.
So who did they see to get help?
Who do you see to get help?
Yeah, somebody who was like that.
Well, the narcissist needs to get help. It's because they're the abusive one. They're the ones that need to seek the help. And a lot of them don't admit that they have any problems. So it's back on you, but yeah. So I know a little bit about that.
That's why I asked you about that. Yeah. Like, is there a program that you said you do something about?
I don't know. Well, there's like CASA and stuff like that. But, I mean, when you have little kids and stuff, I didn't want my kids to, you know, I couldn't do it. I much rather would stay and get the beating, you know, the mental whipping or whatever, instead of, you know, having my kids grow up like that. I just didn't want it.
Well, let's talk about something more happy. I tell you what, there, Allian's up there in Pittsburgh. I am so glad. And I got no right to promote them, but I'm going to, because they are good. I learned this when I was going through the program for PTSD, which, yes, you're talking to somebody who has PTSD right now. I was up there in St. Augustine, and DOFU, D-O-F-U. Any sporting event you want to watch, free.
What's it called?
DOFU. D-O-F-U. Yes.
Okay.
That sounds like I'm being rude, like F-U, right? No, DOFU. That's what it is. And what's groovy, though, I mean, you can mirror it to your TV, too. So I was watching the Pirate game the other day on TV, and they were winning 3-1. I think they lost that game 9-8. Mm. And I was so mad because I'm rooting for the Pirates this year. They're doing really well. They're in first place. Is that right, Aaron?
Yeah, for now.
I think so. I really haven't been following the standings.
You ain't been following the standings?
They won 9 in a row.
Yeah, I think I thought I saw them 9-3 or something. Now, there, I know they're top of their division. And my bum Rays, which lost the other night, they're like sitting, they're either at the bottom or right below the bottom. I even look because I'm disgusted. They're crapping it out right this year. But last year they started 13-0, and what happened? Nothing. But the Pirates are playing very consistent baseball. I've been watching it, actually. But your announcers, they are horrible. I'm serious. I shut the game off. I didn't even listen to talk radio, which I usually do. I listen to, you know, Republican crap, whatever. There's, you know, three different networks down here where you can get Republican crapola. And no, I just turned everything off. They disgusted me. I'm like, what happened? We come from people with Mike Lang, Bob Prince, Jesus. I mean, Myron Cope. We got it all. What the heck happened? Oh, I don't know. Hey, but you know what? We are coming to Pittsburgh, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
I believe we're going to be the 22nd or 23rd. We'll get more notice on that. We're coming up there to visit Pittsburgh, and I was born and raised there, but I'm coming back this time as a tourist.
Yep. First time.
No, really. I mean, I never thought about it. Now that I lived down here for, 14, 16, whatever years it is, and instead of coming home as a Pittsburgher, I thought about it because Cheryl wanted to come visit, and I thought about looking at her from her point of view. There are some things I have never done. I know about, of course. I actually never went down the incline. I never rode the Duquesne incline. I've seen it, of course, thousands of times. I never rode it.
Is it right?
Yeah. Oh, Duquesne incline, man. Why do you see this thing? You're going to lose your mind. It's awesome. And, I talked to Gregor about this yesterday, too. We have to get in there at nighttime, and you come through the Fort Pitt Tunnel. Nothing like Pittsburgh. I tell you what, Tampa Bay down here is the most beautiful thing, but Pittsburgh is, which I just found out too. I was looking at on the internet. It's actually a tourist destination now. People come there, they do. And that's when I thought about, hey, Robbie, you go as a tourist and check out some of the caca you never checked out when you were there because you live there. It was. You know, you don't do things that people who are visiting do. You know, and so I'm going to do that. Oh, Andy Warhol.
Okay.
I never went to that. His art studio there, right?
He has a museum.
Yeah, the museum, yeah. We're going to do that, too.
Okay,
that'd be really
definitely.
Groovy.
I like
that. No, there's some fascinating things up there, just like down here in Tampa. This is the historical... And I call it the Mafia thing, the connection, Tampa, Pittsburgh, New York. We're all connected together.
But yeah, there's a lot of places in Florida I still haven't seen at all. I've never gone to Rainbow Rivers or something where you go down tubes, you know, the tires. Yeah, I didn't know about Rainbow River or something like that, yeah.
I never heard of that.
Yep, and it's real pretty. St. Augustine, I haven't been there. I want to go to St. Augustine.
St. Augustine is wonderful. If you have a chance, and I don't like the Atlantic. I didn't like their beach. A lot of rocks, and I didn't like it. It was neat, but I didn't like it. But what is it, Lady de Lesch?
Yep.
The first church ever in America, and by the way, St. Augustine was the first city, and they were here plenty before the pilgrims, as history wants to tell you. The facts are not what they tell you. They've been lying to you since then, and they're lying to you now. They make up stories. It's all a bunch of BS. By the way, DEWS, anybody know what that stands for?
Dude, no. DEW.
Direct Energy Weapons.
I knew Gregor would know that. How did you know Gregor would know that?
Because Gregor knows everything.
Gregor is my man. He is my co-host, and Cheryl here is my sidekick. I can't live without her either. Both of you two, you Gregor, man, you cracked me up. You were just I told mommy, Mama Oz. Oh, by the way, I'm going to be creating that. Did I mention that earlier?
No.
Program for homeless vets, Mama Odge. My mother's name is Audrey, but everybody calls her Mama Odge. And so I'm going to have to call her Mama Audrey because I don't know how to spell Odge. And it's going to be a program to help homeless and hungry vets. Monday I'll have to do that when I can call in and start the account and get things going. And that's why I'm on the radio, because I want to make this happen to help vets out, and hopefully we'll start to get the advertisements and make a little money, donations to help people out. And especially in Pittsburgh. I tell you what, I was up in Pittsburgh as a vet running in trouble. Man, that VA up there didn't do nothing for me. Nothing. Down here, it's so much different. So it needs to spread throughout the country. There's so much that's available for veterans. I did miss the stand-on. You know, we missed that.
What?
That was Saturday.
Oh, yeah,
yes, we missed it.
I know. Why'd we miss it?
We missed it. I asked Sean, too, my...
I know why we missed it.
My psych this morning, and he said, yeah, he says, no, it was... He says he wasn't there either. He missed it, too. I don't know. Through the whole COVID thing, it went like 3 years without nothing.
Right. I think it was just, you know, it was early, and I heard a lot of good things about it, though, because I think I have a vet friend that went, and they had a blast. I mean, they got a lot of stuff done, so I should have sent my daughter there. That's who could have probably used, you know, the people there directing her where she needs to go and all that good stuff. It's very, very hard. She does not, you know, she needs assistance. So I need to have her contact someone at VA.
Yeah, the VA, man. I'm going to tell you what. Well, this is the old number here. For you have any trouble, you can be a civilian too and use this number if you have any suicide issues. 800-273-8255, 273-TALK, 8255. Call them anytime, vet or non-vet. Veteran, you push one, so you get priority. But if you're not a vet, they'll help you too, and they'll direct you to places that help you might need. And there's 211 too, which
exactly.
In Florida here anyways, I don't know up there, but in Florida, 211, if you're having troubles, you're hungry or whatever, you can't pay your electric, 211, call them up, man. There's help out for you. Yes, I'm a Republican leaning person, but hey, people go through troubles, and that's what we're supposed to do as Americans. And good Catholics.
Oh my goodness.
My Baptist friend over there, Cheryl.
I like to sing. I like to sing.
She was supposed to go to church with me because I haven't been going since I left St. Augustine. I don't care if you don't like I'm changing the subject to God, but it's funny. She promised to go with me on Easter, but her son invited her to go to church, and yes. She said, Robbie, I can't break this. And I'm like, yeah, you can. You go with your son. I didn't go to church either. I didn't. I didn't want to be a creaster. If you don't know what a creaster is, that's the person that goes to church on Christmas and Easter. And Grigor, you know who they are, Cousin Danny and David from the Civics. They call them creasters.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't go. And she did, and it was a Baptist church.
Oh my gosh, I had so much fun. So much fun. They sing. How could you not like? I mean, you're singing. It's perfect.
And but
it
you
was very moving, very powerful.
You met a nice community too, right?
Yes, definitely. I'm going to join some classes and, you know, start from the kid because I'm all new to this. So, yeah.
That's curvy. And she was raised Catholic, by the way. Not that it really matters, but I just want people to know that. So she's coming back to Jesus, and I don't know. God tells me to say these things sometimes. What it comes out of my mouth is, hey, when it hits my tongue, that's when I hear it just like you do.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Now, Aaron, are you watching, are the Penguins on tonight?
The Penguins are on tonight.
What's the score right now? Because I think the Lightning are on too tonight.
3-2.
It's what?
3-2.
3-2.
Pigeons up?
And the Penguins are winning, yes.
Pigeons. And when I say pigeons, I say that with love, because if I don't call them pigeons, that's when they lose, my Pittsburgh Pigeons. I am rooting for them, and my Lightning, well, the Pigeons are still sitting. Are they sitting one below, or are they in the second wild card spot right now? I didn't look today.
I think they're in the second wild card spot.
So I'm just waiting. It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Because I love it. And Cheryl's going to have to do here with me, and I'm rooting with all both of these teams. I'm having so much fun, and Pirate baseball too. I get that. Like I said, Dofu. It's just so groovy, man. I get to have this fun and this nice weather. It's just a beautiful thing.
Heck yeah,
man.
It's beautiful.
But back again, St. Augustine's, man. Get a chance, go there, and when you go to the church, it's basically a cemetery, really. But I don't care if you're religious or not, it will have an outstanding effect on you. Which, by the way, that brings me back to the question. Monday, the eclipse. How did that make you feel? Did anything strange happen to you?
Yes, he says Young's.
You know what? I didn't even hear what the hell Ed just said here. That's what's driving me nuts. Well, I can't hear him.
Last time I heard that, I was up in Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
Some friends of mine lived up there.
Oh, get out of here.
And some girl close said, hey, Young's. And I was like, what?
Hey, they say that in Tennessee, too. I learned that. I ordered records when I was in Omaha with the Air Force, and we ordered these records that was like 50s, 60s type music, right? Me and ex-wife. And it was from this old lady. I forget what her name was, but it was from somewhere in Tennessee. And she used the word Yuns specifically. Thank Yuns for ordering it. And I'm like, wait a second here. And I called them back up to, and they said, no, this part of the country, we also use that word. It's the only two places.
That's
Tennessee and Pittsburgh, Yuns. Yeah. Or if you're from the other side of Pittsburgh, it's Yuns. There's Yins and Yuns. Am I right, Greg?
Yins.
But also Yuns. Ask Nita. Nita says Yuns. She gets mad if you say Yins. Nita's Yuns. We're from the south east side of Pittsburgh. It's Yuns. The rest of Pittsburgh is Yins.
Always
did. Yeah, I hear you laughing there, and you know I'm right.
Yins going out.
It's the weirdest freaking place on earth. It really is.
What are you doing tonight?
What are you doing tonight? Exactly. What are you doing tonight? I don't know. We're sitting out here in Clearwater on Robbie's Island and just BSing with Robbie, and we're having a sweet tea and a beer and
y'all.
A hot toddy. And we ain't even using the word y'all tonight no more either. Which I use that word now. I do. You have to. I mean, ask for chipped ham. They look at you. You have to say chip chopped. They do understand chip chopped. But chipped ham, they just look like you're retarded. But he asked for chip chop. It's kind of close to the old Osley's up there. It's different. It's a whole different experience. Not coming here as a tourist, but living here is, it's wild, man. I can't explain. Sugar Plum, I moved here, 28? And I have lived more in these last 14 years than I did the previous 40. Just wild. This place is so different. People talk about New York City and being wild. The Tampa Bay area, Pinellas, oh my God. You have everything you could not imagine. It is wild, except for you don't have the community that Pittsburgh has. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Okay,
I guess. I don't know. I haven't been to Pittsburgh.
Well, I mean, the people down here, when they move, you never hear from them again.
Right.
They're gone.
Yeah.
They move to a richer neighborhood or a poorer neighborhood, whatever, and you never hear from them again.
Right.
Boom. Where Pittsburghers, you don't. You're still in contact with them.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird, and that's the one thing that makes Pittsburgh so groovy. And that's the only thing that gets... But other than that, man, this is... Wow, you get a chance to come down here and stay off the beach, stay on the intercoastal side, and chill on that a bit. And, of course, go to the beach, you know, of course. But chill out on the intercoastal. You'll see a different part of Florida that will bring a good smile to your face, because you realize it is home for a lot of people. It's not.
We have a lot of great parks.
Oh, beautiful parks. Beautiful parks we got. Hey, you know what? We're way past my medication time. Yes, and we don't want me to have an anxiety attack. I'm going to walk away, but Cheryl's going to stay on the line here. We're going to do a 30-second spot on...
What?
Smoking. Smoking in the boys' room.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Oh, Lord.
WTAN, you still there, Rob? Oh, yeah. So, couldn't care less, or could care less? And that's the question of the day. Aaron, you got that one figured out yet?
I can't. Oh, there we go.
I'm going to say couldn't care less.
Couldn't care less.
I'm the opposite. Right. I think it could care less.
Well, why?
Why? Because I care.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, the answer to the question is, couldn't care less, could care less. If you say, I could care less, it means you care, but you could care less.
Right.
If you said, I couldn't care less, that means you don't care at all. And even less than caring. Because you don't care at all.
Yeah, that's
That was Robbie's question of the day, but nobody called in to answer it, so might as well just finish that one out.
I don't know. For some reason or other, people were afraid to call. People that neighbors of mine, yeah, I'm going to call you. I said, well, at least listen to the darn thing. They said, we're listening. They actually call me the radio guy. I'm Robbie the Shark, you dopes. They're nice. I got great neighbors. I'm so blessed. Really, I said that earlier. I wish every one of you could come visit and see what it's like to sit on my front porch. It is just the grooviest thing you could ever see. It really is. It is just so awesome. I'm so blessed. Mama Odge, ask her too. She's like, Robbie, do you realize what you got? And I really didn't until she said it to me, and I'm like, wow, I really do. And I'm so blessed, and I hope everybody's at least half as blessed as I am.
Heck yeah.
Sorry about the way it went there at the bottom of the show. We didn't talk it out with Matt how I wanted to do this crap. I forgot. Because I want to be, you know, I mean, it's supposed to be, you come to the porch, you know, Robbie right. Got to get up, like, and go to the bathroom.
Okay. Yeah, everybody's on
you
break.
You know, bam, everybody's on break because Robbie got to the bathroom. No, everybody's not on break.
Right.
Keep yakking, you know, that's the whole thing. Talk about whatever's on your mind. Oh, man, we really got it going on with the baseball and the hockey. I am so stoked. Is that UFL, is that what they call it, Gregor?
Yeah, that's just...
I watched the first weekend, started. And that was it.
UFL, is that like the Storm used to be, or...?
Exactly, I think okay. You are correct. I think you are correct. That was the two spring
the
leagues.
UFL and...
Say that again?
The Storm was Arena League.
Okay.
I didn't follow none of the other.
The Bandits,
spring leagues.
Then, was that?
Yeah, the Bandits were the old USFL.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Matt. Or Ed. Why are we calling him Matt? I miss Matt.
Me too.
And everybody does. Say hello, Matt. By the way, yeah, if you want to hear Matt, he still does produce Paul Porter's program Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. sports here in beautiful Pinellas County and Tampa Bay area. Paul Porter, groovy dude, man. Give him a holler. Same numbers here, 727-441-3000. Give him a holler, man. Listen to him. It's a groovy show.
Okay. So it's exciting. We're on Thursdays.
Yeah, it is exciting.
The USFL standing, division standing, the Pittsburgh Maulers are tied for first with the Panthers and the Stars.
Well, the Pittsburgh Maulers, see, I thought that they dissolved that they were, what is the other Rust Belt down here in Alabama? What do they call that? Birmingham. Uh-huh. That's where, when they shut down our steel mills up there, they all came to Birmingham. And the Maulers had a team in Birmingham. I believe I'm correct or not. Matt might be able to, or Matt, Ed. I keep wanting to call him Matt. Jesus.
So the Pittsburgh Maulers were one of the first USFL teams.
Okay.
A lot of ex-Steelers went over there in 83 when they started.
Yeah.
And they only lasted, I think, a season or two, and they merged with the Birmingham Stallions.
Okay.
And now they're both back. They're part of the USFL, and the other part was the XFL last year.
Right.
So they merged the two together, and that's what gives you the UFL.
Ah, groovy. Okay, I'm really confused about it. All I know is I watched the first Sunday, and it was just so disappointing.
As long as they don't go to flag football, I'm good.
Well, that's coming. If that's not an April Fool's joke with that ruling about.
Look at the Pro Bowl this year. It was flag football.
Exactly.
Well, did they
next year they're going to wear skirts.
Right.
Is this just a bad meme or is this correct? I heard that the NFL said you cannot grab him with two hands by the waist and twist and roll down on him, or it's an automatic 15-yard penalty and automatic first down.
The pull down roll or something like that.
How did you even come up with that?
I don't know.
You know what the next? There's the next penalty in the league.
Well, I guess they just want to bring the transgenders in the game. Is I guess like I don't know.
Use of
players' union.
Yeah, but
trying to make an unsafe game safe.
The next.
It was never meant to be safe.
Hey, you know what?
The next penalty, in the NFL, will be using harsh language.
Right. I seen a commercial or something. Where did I see that at? I seen somewhere on the internet, but a commercial, and they showed this guy. He got the ball, he catches it, a little sideline sling, and he's running, and the defensive player just like stops. And he grabs him, he picks him up, he cradles him like a baby, and lays him on the ground. About died.
I think my favorite, anything like that I've seen was Manning of the Colts when he was on Saturday Night Live and he was teaching the kids how to play football and stuff. Yeah, that was so funny. Have you ever seen that one?
No, I haven't. I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
But I tell you, but back then in the Manning days, Bradshaw and why can't I think of his name right now from Dallas Cowboys? Man, that's what a quarter.
Staubach,
thank you. Yes, you know what? He's a Navy veteran, by the way. Do you know that? He bypassed the NFL to finish his career in the Navy before he came to the NFL. Do you know that?
Wow.
Yeah, he was Naval Academy graduate. I don't know what rank he was, but he was an officer. Mm-hmm. Dude was bomb, man. Smart guy. Of course, I hated him because I was from Pittsburgh. But you had to respect the dude. He was bad, man. But back then in the day, that was football, man. You got hit. I mean, boom.
Oh, yeah, football was rough.
You got mashed. This is such
Rocky Blyer was a better.
Oh, yes, he was, too.
He was a walk-on. After Vietnam, he got injured. But he trained, he walked on, got signed, and made history.
You know what, Rocky Blyer, I'm kind of glad you mentioned that, Gregor. You just sparked a memory of mine. Rocky Blyer, I know him very well. And it was his left, calf. It got blown up in Vietnam, and the Steelers said, hey, we'll give you a shot. Come on, walk on. We'll give you a shot. Try out. Let's show us. Show us what you got. And boom, he showed them what he got. And the funny thing is, when I got hit in the head with a baseball bat when I was 9, fractured skull, retire around my head, as some of you may or may not know. That's why I'm retarded. Partly why I'm retarded. No, thank you, Aaron, for laughing. Thank you, Aaron. Your laughter is apropos. It took a while to get me to snort tonight, didn't it? Shit, now you threw me off track, and I said shit. I go to the penalty box, but I did. I said, shit, now you threw me off track, and I said shit. I go to the penalty box, but I did. I said it twice. Oh, crap.
That's hilarious. Oh,
crap.
That's funny.
Where in the hell was I going? I just completely lost train of thought.
That's okay.
Rocky Blyer.
Oh, Rocky Blyer, yes. After I had fractured the skull, that was in 72, And I was on the farm team, so I wasn't on the big team, but they have that end of the year, what do you call it, a banquet, you know, everybody gets together and eat, and I was invited to come, which would have been the following year. And Rocky Blyer was the guest speaker. And when he started speaking, before he even told anything about his own injury, he says, I want to introduce everybody right here to Robbie Ferenz. Stand up, Robbie. I never cried so hard in my life. I was like embarrassed but happy. I don't know if they were tears of embarrassment or just happiness. It was really neat. And then Rocky gave such a great speech. I mean, that guy, I mean, he really... Well, the Steelers are like that, though. They hire, well, they're Catholic. You know, again, you Baptist over there, I'm bringing her back to Catholicism.
I know, I'm singing. I'm going to sing.
I'm good. Well, we sing in the Catholic Church,
no,
too.
No.
Yes, we do.
I remember my knees hurting.
Well, that's a thing. That's a thing all guys like to hear.
Oh, my God.
Well, the FCC might be getting involved with that comment there. I can't help it. I'm just being me, man. We're sitting out the porch just yik-yakking. My flip-flop even fell off my foot on that one. I crack myself up sometimes. Hey, Scooby-Dooby-Doo here next to us. Let's not forget about him and Imus in the morning. Dedication to Imus. I love it. I'm crying right now.
And talk about the chubby Forest. It's called Stand Up for News.
Yeah.
So it's radio and live events. They're pretty funny. And they go on before us.
Actually, very hilarious. Actually, they are hilarious. They are a trip. Wow. Oh, that's what I wanted to get. That's where. Screw that. That's where I wanted to go. I got lost when I went out on my cigarette break. The eclipse. Did anybody feel anything strange? Come on, anybody?
No.
What do you mean, feel something strange?
Now, I know in Pittsburgh up there, you had like, what, 90%? And you know what Audrey told me, Grigar? She said she had light in the back and dark in the front. Now, you weren't totality in Pittsburgh, but she said she had light in the front of the house and dark in the back.
It got dark enough for the automatic lights to come off.
Really?
People have the post lights in their yards with the solar sensors. Yeah, they came off.
Now, see, down here,
it was weird. It was strange. It was kind of, it was dark, but it wasn't dark.
We didn't get that at all.
No, well, actually, you know what?
Like sharp
shadows, what I did notice, because Monday I was really in tune to it big time, but it didn't seem like any darkness. However, when Tuesday came and I was sitting outside again at the same time around 2:30, 2:45, the sun did seem a little brighter than it did the day before, but it was very so unnoticeable. We only had 60%.
Right.
So it was very small for us down here. However,
I wanted to find out, what about the locust? Did that ever?
Oh, yeah,
about that.
I think that starts when Passover starts.
Oh, okay. I thought it was on the 8th. I don't know.
I did read something about that, the 22nd or something. I don't know. It's coming. Yeah, 22nd, because Grigor's birthday is the 24th.
Yeah.
And Passover starts on the 22nd. And
every 7 years, the cicadas come.
The 17th?
Every 7 years, the cicadas come.
Yeah,
they're underground. And there's two different types. One that comes every 5 years, the other one comes every 7 years. And then, you know, eventually, mathematically, they line up. Well, this year, they're both going to hatch at the same time.
What's so on the TV? I don't know. She had on the news today, Cheryl.
But
I was watching, and I seen this years ago when I down here 2004, I came down to visit with a buddy of mine. But grasshoppers that are, they're steeler black, grasshoppers, they're black and gold.
Ugh, I don't like grasshoppers.
But they're supposed to be coming here this year again, which is, I don't know, I found that strange too. But the biggest thing I found, and you can try and look it up to your heart's content, I guarantee you won't find the video. Did I mention that before? Michio Kaku?
Yeah. Well, no, you haven't mentioned it today that I've heard so far.
Okay. Well, when, first of all, it the eclipse started at Eagle Pass. And isn't it interesting that Eagle Pass is where all the illegal aliens are coming in, which, by the way, during the last weekend, they have diverted, now they're all in Arizona. But Biden can't stop none of that. Anyways, I digress. But that's where the eclipse started here, the first totality. The eagle is America. And aliens, and I'm telling you people, I'm telling you, I know things, what I know. We are not alone, okay, people? I can vouch for that. But I digress again. But
are they dressed like us?
Is this the George Norrie show?
Oh, you know what? Right? George Norrie, I you know what? I've been on his show once before. You know what? I wish George Norrie would listen to this because he knows I'm right too, and he heard it. I'm sure he heard. Actually, it's not Norrie anymore. Somebody else is in there now, but he's a good dude anyhow. I digress again. But what happened was Michio, and this guy is Sheldon. Right? Okay, I mean, he's a theoretical physicist. This dude is smart as a whip. And he says the skies, he didn't think he was going to see much because it was cloudy. But as the eclipse started, the skies parted, and it was biblical. You cannot find that on the internet, his statement. And I believe Martha McCallum, anybody can find that, I'll kiss your butt under Kaufman's window, and everybody from Pittsburgh knows what I'm talking about.
Well, it was cloudy here all day until around 2 o'clock.
Well, it was raining
there. And the eclipse peaked at 3:16. Was when we were at 90%, 93%, whatever it was. But that was at 3:15. And then after the eclipse went, the clouds came back.
Yep.
It was wild. I did notice as it started, the wind direction changed a couple times. Actually, it's funny because the dog across the street, I call it Sloopy, and that's not even his real name, but that's what he answers to when I talk to him. And he didn't bark. He got real quiet and kind of ran away. And then when it was over, he come back out, and he just went like, woof, woof. I mean, he didn't bark like he normally does, loud, nasty bark, like, you know, like he almost hates me, but he doesn't. That's just, he's loud. And so that was a little weird, but I don't know. I really think that something's happening here. We just had the earthquake in New York. And what was it, a week later in Taiwan? Wasn't there a volcano that just erupted? And it was so bad, the eruption, that it fell in on itself. The cone, bam, it fell in on itself, and it blew up even worse. Fortunately, nobody's injured by it. It's, I forget where that. I was watching that earlier somewhere.
It was Iceland.
Iceland, is that what it was? That was just, yeah, because I saw parts and I was like, "Why?" As a matter of fact, that was right before we were coming to the show. I'm like, holy cow, look at that. It just, it's fascinating. I don't know. Read the tea leaves, and I firmly believe, I don't know, the fourth trumpet has sounded.
I didn't hear it.
you didn't hear it. You saw it if you looked up to the sky. I don't know. I see it happening. However, I could be completely wrong and just a nutcase.
Did they say it was the fourth one or the fifth one? This is all new to me, so I'm learning.
I read it. If you look in the Bible, I read it as the fourth and the the fifth is coming with the cicadas. They're coming next.
Well, yeah, it's scary if you read the Bible.
It's moving.
And you're seeing it, right?
What is predicted to happen right here the next throughout the summer, it all follows Revelations. And I was never really big on that caca. I mean, Mama Hodge, and Mama Hodge is even like, holy cow.
yeah, it's scary.
No, it's not. I'm not afraid.
Well, I'm not afraid either, but it's
the only thing I'm afraid of different. Is the cross is going to be heavy to carry when he does come down, because I'm going to have to work for Jesus, and it's going to be heavy and hard, but I don't care. I'm ready, or take me tonight. I don't care if I die right here when I'm on a radio with you. I don't care. It doesn't matter, because I was married to the devil's daughter, so I know I'm going to heaven. Yes, Lisa, I do still love you. I kid.
Well, it says nobody will know when Jesus returns, but it is our job to be prepared at all times.
This is very true.
But no one will know the exact time.
No, the exact time we don't know. But signs are showing it's happening. I'm not going to lie. I'm 61. That's why I call myself 16, turn it around. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to become 62, which I'm going to turn 26. and that's my mental attitude and state of mind. But then again, I was hitting the head with a baseball bat. And I have what's called encephalomasia. And if you don't know what encephalomasia is, look it up in the dictionary. Yes, it is brain damage. So
only you would laugh about that.
Hey, it was difficult at first. No, seriously, it was difficult. When I went through the VA program, that I had to admit, you know what, Robbie? here, there's something not. And actually, the first psychologist I saw, you know what she said to me? She said,
run.
No, wait. No. Because Grigor will attest to this, too. I used to go in the bar, and people would say to me, Robbie, you're nuts. And I would say, no, I'm not. I just got a couple of neurons misfiring. And everybody would laugh at that, right? Okay? And when I told that to the psychologist, I forget her name, wonderful lady, she said, say that again. I said, I should tell him, I'm not nuts. I just got a couple of neurons misfiring. She said, Robbie, that is exactly what the hell is wrong with you. It's not working right. We need to get you medicated. And yeah, she was right on the money. But it took 10 years to finally get the medication right. But still, don't give up on your local VA, especially here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what, Bay Pines is great. 727-398-6661.
I wish we could do something with our neurons, you know, wake up the other 10%. We only use 10% of our brain, they said. How do you open up the rest? Meditation?
Well, how you open up the rest? Oh, my God, we're running out of time. I know. I just looked up there because I wanted to talk about, we're getting a vote again here again in Florida about legalizing marijuana for recreational use. We did vote for it years back. It got voted down. We lost, and I actually voted the next time, and it won, and we only got medical. The government said, no, you can't have rec, but we're giving medical. Yeah. And, yes, that is what I'm on now. And now they want to go rec. And that's coming up on the ballot here. And believe it or not, I'm against recreational marijuana.
No, it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
No, the government will mess it all up.
I don't know.
They've already messed it up.
Do you live in my brain, Grigor?
Yes, he does.
No, that's a scary place. Nobody wants to live there.
Yeah, we are running out of time here.
Thursday, I know. Wow. We're on Thursday evenings, so please come and join us.
Yes, the door's always open.
Absolutely.
Truth is, too, and it's honest to God truth. You can ask anybody. My door is actually always open.
It's always open.
There's always a light lit, like Mama Hodge taught me. The kitty cats walk in and out the door. You can walk in. My door's always open. So join us next week and every Thursday night at 8 p.m. on WTN 10 Talk Radio Network, 727-441-3000. Lovians, man. It's all groovy.
It's all groovy.
Peace out. When I